Father God, please increase our wisdom and discernment and teach us your ways so we may recognize and understand the lies of the enemy and give us courage to operate with confidence and destroy the enemy's strongholds against us. Amen. I've had a hectic week and I miss seeing the Lord's face. I love to work with him and know that he's by my side. Jesus, I'm here. Lord, I miss seeing your holy face. I love to work with you. Please, can I see it? The Lord replied, "Not yet, beloved. We still have a ways to go, but soon, very soon. Continue in your discipline of putting others first, my love, and you will resemble me more and more. There is much glory I wish to impart to you, but first you must continue to die to yourself. Every day I send new challenges. Look for them, Claire. They're your ticket to higher things, but always in the context of the need of others. Thank you, Lord. I know that I need this. I want to be more like you. But is that my destiny? My dear one, much is accomplished by hard work every day to overcome yourselves. I have begun you in a quiet way, but that will not always be your manner of serving. There will be times when a firm hand is needed, and I will give you the boldness and confidence to do just that, but with an underlying current of true, deep, brotherly love. Many shall return to me in that day. But for now, you are still learning about authentic love and how to measure your words. Put those doubts and fears away. I have called many out of the institution." Okay, what he's talking about here is, oh goodness, when you leave the structure of an institution like the Catholic Church, the devil tries to convince you you're going to hell because of it. But I know the Lord called me out, and I want to obey him. We still retain the gems that come from the early centuries of the Christians, especially in the Church of Philadelphia. We retain the good doctrine, but we're not any part of institution and politics anymore. So that was what I was musing over when the Lord said, "Put those doubts and fears away. I have called many out of the institution, but they were not secure enough in me to withdraw. Now they are faced with many heresies as Satan dissembles my church. Apostasy is a rejection of Christ and the central teachings of Christianity. It's different from heresy, which is when someone rejects one or more of the Christian doctrines, but still adheres to Jesus." He continued, "Put your cares away on this. All will be resolved in my good timing." Someday the Lord is going to pull the church together the way he wants it done. He's given me visions of it. And basically, what it boils down to is cells. Small groups of Christians in every little town, or in several groups in a big town, in an intimate setting, highly refined, like the gestures you would do at a court in front of a king. Instead of that, it's more like a papa or father, and simple, and not with such elaborate adornments and money, money, money. Jesus continued, "You must be more careful in your discernment, my love, for they are targeting that now. For now it is good, but they will try to introduce error. Stay on your toes